Okay, we're in Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are at the two dots in the middle of the Amud. So, we mentioned in the Mishnah that B'Shleisha Perakim Mishana Toymen Es Halishka, three times throughout the year, they would collect, they would empty the Lishka and take out the coins which they would use to buy the Karbanos Tzibur. And we said this was done primarily to publicize what they were doing. It wasn't done out of necessity as such, because all of the Machzis HaShekel coins were received by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but it was done to do things with Pumbi, to do things with publicity. And we said it was done by Pesach, 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 Hag. And we mentioned that these are, in fact, the Gronos Shel Maaseh Behema, which we explained was, these are the Zmanim that Chazal were Keveah, meaning even though there's no din midyaraisa that the flock and the newborns have any din of tevel as such, but nevertheless there is a zman, there's a gerin which Chazal said, and they fixed that after such time a person is not allowed to eat from them and take from them until they take maisa. We also mentioned the Mishnah in Bukharis, which mentioned what is considered to be the Rosh Hashanah Legabi Maaseh Behema, like just as we know Legabi, the din of Maaseh when it comes to Peiros and Tzvua and so on, one is not able to be mafresh from one year on the next, different years, crop, sometimes I'm even different types of Maaseh and so on, Maaseh Ani, Maaseh Sheni and so on. So too, there is a cutoff point, Legabi animals which were born in one year. So what is considered to be the new year, Legabi Maaseh, Maaseh Behema. So that we had a three-way machlekes. Rabbi Meir said it's Echad be'Elul, is the Rosh Hashanah for Maaseh Behema. Rabbi Blazin and Rabbi Shimon said Echad be'Tishrei, he goes from Tishrei to Tishrei. And we said Ben Azai himself was Mesupik as to whether or not Echad be'Elul is the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore he said all the animals which were born in Elul, the Elulian, they are Misasib of Neatzman. We said that really it wasn't Ben Azai's Suffolk, wasn't just because of the two different Shitas of his Talmidim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lozen, Rabbi Shimon, but rather Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel also had a Suffolk, a Machlikas about this. That's why Rabbi Lozen was Mistapik. Ben Azai was Mistapik, excuse me. So we say in the middle of the Amud of the two dots, Tamon Taninim, we learned over there, Kol ani ladim yachav tishri ad chavtes ve'elo harelo mitzarfim. So this, as the Mefarshim say, is going like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that they said, be'achav tishri, what is considered to be the new year, what's the cutoff point to Maaseh Behema, it's Aleph Tishrei, it's from Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So Kol ani ladim yachav tishri ad chavtes ve'elo harelo mitzarfim. All of the animals born that year, they are all included, they're all part of the same year, like Abi Maaseh Behema, Chamisha Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Chamisha Lachar Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mitzdarfin. They would not be Mitzdarf, Chamisha Lefnei HaGurin, Chamisha Lachar HaGurin, Harela Mitzdarfin. Meaning, even though we said there is this Gurin time, there is the Gurin, which we said this is a time, these are not arbitrary, but these are Zmanim, which Chazal were Kevea, we mentioned yesterday three different reasons why Chazal chose these times. Rabbi Yechon said Pirkei Leda, it has to do with the natural mating season of the animals. Rabbi Shimon Levi said this way it would facilitate people bringing up the Maaseh Behema to Yerushalayim before the regal, and this way they'd be able to have Shami Simcha. And we said B'Shem Rabbi Yudin that being that people would be going up around this time, we would ensure that there wouldn't be any Baal Ta'acher. But, okay, so it's a Zman which Chazal fixed that you should take Maaseh. But it's not, there's no real, it's not a literal halachic cutoff point that, oh, an animal which is born before the Gurin and an animal which is born La'achra Gurin, they're still part of the same year. It's just a time which Chazal said, don't eat from your new flock until you take Maaseh first. But they're still considered to be from the same year as such. So therefore, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, excuse me, that if you have one, hey, lifnei agerin, vehela achra agerin, harilim mitzdarfin, they are able to be mitzdarif. Some mafarshim quote the hemshich of the Mishnah, which says, "In kein lama namru shalish grones lemaiser behema shachle higi agerin muta limkar valishchet higi agerin layishchet," and so on. Meaning, the zman of the gerin is telling me that even though, as we said, midyaraisa, there's no din tevel when it comes to animals, unlike tzvua, and so on. But nevertheless, it's a zman. Once the gerin comes, Chazal said, don't eat from it, don't sell it until you deal with the various tithes which are necessary, the ma'aser behem and so on. But legabi the year, it's only what is the cutoff point. According to Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon, it's Aleph Tishri. All animals born in Tafshin Pe'ala, from Aleph Tishri to Chavtes Elul, they're all in 1 year, and all of those would be animals born in that year would be Nichnas Ladir Lehis Aser, to take Maisa Behema, as opposed to if 5 were born in Chav Hei Elul and 5 were born on Hei Tishrei, that's considered to be 2 different years. Don't worry so much about the different Geronis. good. So, Amr Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the following: Hada'i meris ma'aser behema le'asui sa le'kechenet v'le'keshlish. Now we know when it comes to peiros and yirakos legabi dini ma'aser, we've got the 7-year cycle, and as we mentioned, first, second, third, and fourth years of the Shemitah cycle, there's a chiyuv of ma'aser sheni. Third and sixth, there's a chiyuv of Maisa Ani. So I need to know which year of the cycle I'm in to know which tithe I'm obligated in, which Maisa I'm obligated in, and so on. So when it comes to peiros, so we say that a pri, that the chanata is the ikar of the pri. If the chanata took place before or after Tu Bishvat, then that is going to be the noteworthy key stage in order to assess and define which year it's in. Hanata, once it blossoms. When it comes to Yerakis, we speak about Lakito, we speak about a proper growth, and we speak about, and when it comes to grain, we speak about that it grew a shlish. so you have either Lakito for Yerakis, you have Hanata for Peiros, and you have a shlish for Tzvua. So what are we saying? We're saying that when it comes to Maisa Behema, all we care about is birth. If the animal, when was the animal born? It was born in Chavtes Elul, right? Even though it's 1 day old, you're not allowed to eat it, right? You can't shecht it yet. You can't use it, or you can't. You bring it as a carbon. You have to wait 8 days, and so on until you use it as a carbon, and so on. There's no minimum shear. There's no minimum zman. It doesn't have to be roy lekach. So we're not looking at chanata, which its parallel manifestation by an animal would be heroin, ibor, pregnancy. I mean, just like when something blossoms, you can start to see that something is developing, which in a comparable setting by an animal would be a sign of pregnancy. We're not looking at that. And we're also not looking at shlish. Once grain has grown a shlish, it's considered to be viable. You could take the grain which has grown a shlish, and you can harvest it and you can use it. It might not be sug aleph export quality grain, but it is roi lachila, it's viable, and so on. It's got to be roi lekach, it's got to be roi for something.
It's not behemoth, I think.
Less than right. Yeah, certainly if it's less than a shlish, it is. After a shlish, at least it's considered to be roi, so it's viable. So, Zokter Biyosom. From the fact that we're saying over here, how do I fix and assess and decide the year for animals, the Gabi Maisa Behem, I go from Aleph Tishri to Chavtes Elul. Even if it's born in Chavtes Elul and it's very young and I can't be makrabit yet and so I have to wait 8 days, I just look at its birth. I look at its birth. So is Dr. Biesa, you see, if so, Le Gabi Maisa Behem, Le Asu Isa Le Kechenet, it doesn't have a chanata type of peiros type of similar assessment. V'leika shlish. And we don't assess it like a shlish. Let's take a look at the Tiklin Chadatin. It's pretty much smack dab in the middle of his peirish over here, maybe a drop past the middle. where he says, Leika chanet, Lekhanet Kiperis Ha'ilam Das Lina Basakhanata Lizman Maisa Shalahem Sha'osim Shachantu Kedim Tu Bishvat Mis Asrin Lishaavar. Those which blossomed pre Tu Bishvat are Shaykh to that year. Post Tu Bishvat, it blossomed at Shaykh to the next year. Big Napkamin is a Maisa Shani is a Maisa Ani and so on. We don't look at that. Velekishlish Tvu Vizasim Azlin and Basa Gidulam Ad Kishlish. So Zakhtav Yesa, we see from our sugya when it comes to Maisabay Mahadai Maris, Maisabay Malay Asri Sala Kichanav Lekishilish. We explain. Ein Tamer Kichanet, Liyatsu, we would say that we would go Basa Chanata with regards to animals. So Lisnei Kol Hamuubarim Me Echad Betishri Ad Esr Betishri Be'elo. Why don't you say animals which became pregnant? Says the Tiklin Chadatin, the Ibur Bebeima Kechenet Beilon. What blossoming is to a fruit tree, pregnancy, and maybe it means like a certain stage of pregnancy. We know Behema Daka, its gestation is 5 months. Behema Gas is 9 months. Maybe it means a certain stage when it's already apparent. So from the fact that we don't do that, we clearly are not going basa chanata. Again, in tamer kechenet, listening kolam ubar meach mitishivat esam mitishvelo. In tamer, and if you would say kishlish, we look at 1/3 of its gidol. At that stage, it's considered to be properly viable or somewhat viable. Listen, call Hane Ladim ad Esrim Vishnayim Be'elo. Why are we going all the way to Chavtes? I mean, surely the animal should at least have 7 days of Gidol so that now it's considered to be properly viable. Zog the Tiklin Chadadin ad Chavbeis Be'elo. Deroy La Krava ad Rosh Hashanah. Shiyeches Yamim. Im Yom Chavbeis Shenelet Boi. The Havi Kishlish, the Tvua, Vizasim, Shu Gomrin Lamaiser, the Elushnal de Bechavbe's boy, the Elushnal de Bechavbe's boy, who she is Asru, im Oisin Shinoldu, mi Alatishrei, up until that time. Because, at least if it was born on the 22nd of Elul, so then it kind of shares a common, a common din with its predecessors, insofar as by the next year it's already considered to be Roila HaKrava, 7 days have passed. But if it's only born on the 23rd, 24th, 25th of Elul, and so on, so then you can't be Makrovit that year, so it doesn't share that same din. So it's considered like it's not properly viable like the ones which are a bit older than it. So the Gemara is saying, or Bias is saying, from the fact that we don't say, from the fact that we say, from the fact that Rablaz and Rabbi Shimon say, from Aleph Tishrei until Chaf Tes, all the way through, business off, till the very end of the year, or vice versa, we don't go after Hanata, and we don't go after Shlish. So, just one more time. Amar Bias, Zahada Emeris, like Zaysimus, Maizadim Olayasu, Sole Kechenet, So that is what Rabbi Yosef wants to be mechiyach from this Mishnah in Bechoris. Comes Rabbi Shammai and says the following. Rabbi Shammai b'shem Rabbi Bun Rabbi Chia. He says like this. No. Kishlish asu oisa. We'll go with the girsa of the carbon eda. Kishlish asu oisa. You're assuming that it's lekechenet lekishlish. Really, I'll tell you, it is kishlish. Kishlish asu oisa. Aye, if we said it's kishlish, then surely it should have said from Aleph Tishri till Chav Beis, because then you have 7 days. No. Kishlish asu oisa viazoi keredi shimon. Shittas of Shimon is, if you have an animal, which is Mechusas Man, it's in the first 7 days of its life. Nevertheless, it too enters the pen to potentially, number one, to discharge other animals and to make other animals be considered to be Miser, and it also could be Chal upon it. a shemaisa. In other words, if this mechusis man animal turns out that you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 on the 4-day-old animal, if that is yotze asiri, then kedushas maisa behema would be chal on this animal with all the dinim. If a person has matal beimum, he'd get malchus, and there would be it's also begiza va'avoda. And being that it is so, that it's already makabel dinim, it's already considered to have a havos shlish, meaning it already has dinim, like the ones which were born before Chav Beis Elul. What are you telling me? That there's no practical dinim on such a young animal which is born after Chav Beis. So it's not roy for anything. Zokt, the Gemara, or Rav Shammai, he says, no, I'll tell you, it is somewhat comparable to Tvua and so on. It's like the case of Shlish. Kishlish also he saw Kirib Shimon the Rab Shimon Mukhazizma Nechasadirlis Aser. Let's see a carbon aid over here in the words Kishlish also is, if you go across, up a couple of lines. He says Kishlish Asu Oisoi. Udikashalach. If so, listening Adcha Bezboy, because we said in order to be comparable to the case of a shlish by Tzvua, it would have to be born by the 22nd of Elul at the latest in order to give it 7 days, in order to give it practical dinim and viability and so on. With the kashlach listening at Chav Beis Boi, nay, Masnis and Reb Shimon Eid, the Sever Mechusiz Man, the Hainu Kedim Shiva, Nichnes Ladir Leis Aser. So we can say that we're going like that Reb Laz and Reb Shimon are going like Reb Shimon. I mean, even though the Rabbanan disagree with Reb Shimon, but we'll say that Reb Laz and Reb Shimon are going like Reb Shimon. They're going like a Das Yochid. I mean, obviously Reb Shimon is going like Reb Shimon, but Reb Laz is also going like this Shita of Reb Shimon. Good. So one more time. So Reb Yehuda says, we see from our Mishnah in Bechoris, the Ma'isrim is not Kechenetz, it's not Kishlish. And on that, Reb Shammai says, it's not true. Really, I'll tell you, it is Kishlish. And we'll say that they're going like the Shita of Reb Shimon, who says, Mechus is man is Nechus Adir. Come, Reb Mona. Even Reb Shammai. So now Reb Mona does not like what Reb Shammai has done. You want to tell me that we're going like Reb Shimon? Amalei at Amrus Hadar Milsa, that's the Gerizah. Are you really saying this thing that the commentator says that the Masnizan of Shimini? One second, Taman Taninan, but we learned over there, Ben Azay Omer, Elulian, Miss Asram La'atzman. What did Ben Azay say at the top of the Amud? Being that he wasn't sure if Elul is the cutoff point, or if Tishrei, or if Chavte, as in the beginning of El, or the beginning of Tishrei is the cutoff point. So Ben Azay said, Ha'eluliyim mis Ashen la'atzman, lo yafilu neilad ad esrim v'tisha be'elu. Surely he meant to say, even an animal which was born at the very, very end, the very end of El, it's not roy, if anything, it hasn't had 7 days. Nevertheless, it's still considered to be in a category all by itself. If you look at the Karmana Ada, explains Halulim is Asim of Neatzman, my love Haneladim ad Chavtes be'Elul Nikri Elulim, or anything which is born within Elul is called Elulim. The Chiyach Shalach Haleimer the Ben Azay Sever Krab Shimon. Do you want to also say that Ben Azay is Gunag of Shimon Velik Rabbanan the Pligal of Shimon? The Savri, the Mechusiz Man, Eino Nechnas Ladir. May the Rabbanan disagree with Reb Shimon. They say Mechusiz Man is not Nechnas Ladir. Elevadai Hakol Azul Basaleda. For sure, everything is like Reb Yehuda was Medayik originally. That we go Basaleda. Vadai Hakol Azul Basaleda. Vizeh Gomroi Kumei Tzvua. Vavagav She'einan Ru'uyin Lahakrova. So everything goes baser leda, like Rabbi Yossi said originally. How are we going to explain this? Meaning, we will say that if it's Mechusiz Man, it's not roi lehis aser. Nevertheless, we can still say somehow that it will be mis aser based on the year that it's born. If it's mechusas man, it's not roy lehis aser. It's not roy for mice today, to be chal on it, because it's mechusas man. But legabi, which year it's shayach to, we will still go after the year of leda. What will we say? We will say that kamada at amar al derabbanan, just like you said in the rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. We said Aleph Tishrei, so Kamada at Amar Diraban. Midichin Lashana Haba, Vehein Mis Asrin in B'nei Shnasan, Kain at Amar Al Ben Azai, Menichin Lagirin Haba, Vehein Mis Asrin im B'nei Elulim. Meaning to say, may well just look at the beginning of Kamada at Amar in the Karban Eidah, Ukumoida Amris L'Rabbanan, the Oysin Shinoldu Michav Beis El Ad Rosh Hashanah. Even though animals which were born from the end of Elul, from after the 22nd till Rosh Hashanah, hein mis asrin la'acha Rosh Hashanah, meaning they were born in that year. They were born, let's say, on the 25th of Elul, Tavshin Pei. So they're shayach to Tavshin Pei, because they were born in that year. And we go after the year of birth. Elamai legabi maiser, what will we do? We won't be able to practically have a 3-day-old animal enter the deer, because it's not roy for it to be chal on it, the various dinim, to the extent that it's mechuzas man. But legabe the din of which year of the maiser beim it's going to be shayach too, we're going to go after the year that it was born in. Legabe maiser, we will wait until after 7 days, till Tavshin Pei Aleph, till it's at least 8 days old, we might wait, and then be machnis it to the deer, but we're going to be machnis into the deer with the animals which were born in Tavshin Pei. So, Enechanami, we're not going to...
That means we're going to delay taking the maaser.
We're going to delay taking the maaser a little bit.
The point of doing maaser behem at that date before Rosh Hashanah was it's 15 days within...
No. There's two dinim over here. We're saying there's one din of the gerin and there's one din of the year. As in, the gerin, these are three zmanim based on the various reasons we said before. As the Chazal said, once the zman gerin kicks in, then you're not allowed to sell the animals, you're not allowed to eat the animals, you need to take care of Maisa Behema first. That is the mitzvah de gerin. But we're saying, but let that not blur and confuse which year the animal, with which other animals will you include it in order to take Maisa. Animals born in that year are shayach to be to take Maisa from. And animals born in the next year, you take maaser from those animals. Anything which is Tavshin Pei, from Aleph Tishrei to Chav Tes Elul, those will be the ones which you will take maaser from.
We're going to do the maaser 3 days later.
We're going to do the maaser only once the animals will at least come of age.
So we'll have to wait till Ches Tishrei.
Well, it depends on when they give birth. It depends if they give birth on Chav Dalad Elul, then we'll wait until Beis Gimel and so on. So Al-Kopanim is coming to the Yashim and saying, really, we're going to go back to what Rabbi Yosef said originally, that Ma'isabe Malayos is the Lake Echenet, the Lake Echlish. We look at this man of Leda. Legabe, when we take Ma'isa, when we practically take Ma'isa, and Echanami, we might have to wait until we practically take Ma'isa, but nevertheless, like Rabbi Yosef was Medaik, bottom line, as we said, when it comes to the Maisa of Peiris, you look at the time of Hanata, pre and post Tu B'Shvat, when it blossoms. When it comes to Iraq, as we said, it's Lakita. And I don't know, the way I remember this difference, not to confuse myself, is that a person has more excitement when it comes to Peiris, more so than Yerokis, and it doesn't have to, you don't need to be malakatit. The fact that it blossoms, a person's already happy. That's already the Zman when it comes to Peiris. Zman Lakita, you don't need to wait till Lakita. When it comes to Tavua, when it comes to Zaysin, it's Kishlish. And we're saying there's something novel with regards to Maisa Behema later. Even if it's 1 day old, it's Shaykh to that year, and so on. The Gemara concludes and says, "Am Rab Chia, Zoi Se Meres Yomim Shabachar Mechusas Man Ben Oylin Leilatich Shnasi." a similar thing with regards to a Bechar. Bechar and Maaser often have similar dinim. So the days about which a Bechar is Mechusas Zman, in the first 7 days of its life, Yomim Shebechar Mechusas Zman Ben, Oilin Loi L'Teich Shnosei, that still is included in that first year. If you look at the Karban Eidah cross, Zay Samaras Midim Tsarfinan Lirabanan Kol An Eladim B'Secha Shana Sha'avro, Sha'avro Avagal Din Eladim B'Secha Shana, they were born maybe in Chavtes Elul, Beim Chazri Zman, Shamina De'af B'Bechar, Maschilin Shnosei, Miein Hivaldei, V'yamim Shemuchus Zman Ben, Mitzarfin L'Shana, L'Gabi, it's particular dinim, the clock starts ticking when it's born, and even though it might be Mechus Zman practically, that's what we say. The Gemara says, Amr Mana, Amr Biena, Abba Shamala Min Hada, he learns it from this. Kala Bechar She Yivaled, the Gomer Hazacha Taktish, Saha Ketzad, Mishasli Dosei At Mina Lay Shana. If you look at the last Kabbalah, Ha Ketzad, She Yaktish Bechar, Halimi Me Imai Hu Kaddish, we know about the Bechar, it's Kaddish, Mirechem. Elalamid mechiyevaled taschil. I mean, why be mechiyev when it's born? You have to be makdish it. Something happens when it's born. When it's born, there's something special. Mechiyevaled taschil limnes kedusha. Say the shnas yamas from yem shneilat. Even though it might be mechus hazman, nevertheless the clock starts ticking then and there. Okay, zog the mishnah. Mishalish kupais shal shalish shalish sayin tamenes alishka. So we saw this before. That they would turn the lishka three times, and every time they would take three jugs, three boxes worth. Each of them contained a volume of three saw. Terminus lishka, the cost of alei and aleph beis gimel. And they would take the first one, they'd write an aleph on it, and then the second beis, and then gimel. Rabbi Yishmael Aimer Yivanis cost of aleiin alpha beis gamma. They would write in Yivanis. If you look at the Karban HaEidah over here, he says over here, Yivanis Kasvalem, Hayu Regilim B'Yivanis, Tichsiv Yaft Elikim L'Yefis, V'Yishkin Ba'al Eshem, Yaf Yafusi Shal Yefis, Yishkin Ba'al Eshem, V'Ein Lecha Lashon Yafa, B'Bnei Yefis, Kimei Yivanis. Didn't quite understand why this is relevant to this particular din. I mean, yes, there is such a thing. Asvarim la yitiru lakas min ela biyavonis in the Chanami. You know, the yofi of Yefis is only if it finds expression, if it's rooted in Torah, then there's a yofi in Yefis. Also, what then has to do with why specifically this particular thing? It's interesting, the Rivavon, which we haven't mentioned, but that's like the only Rishon which we have on the daf. The Rivavon says over here, an interesting thing, he says, Lashon Yivanis Lethish La'achar Shemalach Alexandrus Melech Yovan Al Yerushalayim Hikiru Yisrael B'Lashon Yivanis V'Kasvu Ba'Isei Lashon Shleitzu B'Kupa Yisei Zerishena, and so on. So he just seems to say that, yeah, there was a time in history that Yivanis became became common. Again, why specifically over here, I'm not so sure. Good. Ein haterim nichnas loy bepargoid chafus v'loy beminol v'loy besan v'loy betzvalam v'loy bekemea. So we're now getting into this discussion of the Yisra Mekiyim Hashem and Yisrael. So imagine, they're going into the Lishka. There's loads of money in the Lishka. So to go in there, you know, you've got loads of pockets and so on. So you've got hems and seams, and you've got your tefillin, who maybe you might be tempted to kind of open up the stitching and pop a couple of coins in your tefillin. So we say that in a term nechnas leibah parget chafas. If you look at the Karban HaEidah, he says that parget chafas means kishamalbush aruch. The kuplin is seen malamata, oisei hakefel, korui paragud chafas. Cuffs, where I come from, or turnips, as they call them over here. So you can't go in with these things. Ve'ein atirim nechnas sham ima sofa kfula hi, shaloi yach shadu shenas me besecha mimois halishka. Pela de gazach, people might say, why are you going in with your cuffed trousers? Oh, must be you're putting a few coins inside. So you can't go with any of these things, and not with tefillin. Again, the carbonated says shleiyomru hitu hatefer v'nosim besichem mois pliyploim. at kedei kach, people are going to be chushed you, that you untied the tefira of the tefillin and you put inside. So what is the concern? Shemayani, perhaps the person will become impoverished. V'yemru ma'vein alishkeheni. Must be because the fellow, you know, scraped some of the cream off the top. He took some of the coins for himself, and therefore it's an einish. Shemayash, the guy's going to get wealthy. V'yemru madrumas alishkehasher. Whatever the guy does, if he becomes wealthy, impoverished, they'll get him. Sha'odim tzarech lotzeis yidei habriyeis kederech shu tzarech lotzeis yidei hamakim. There's a din of Yisrael Mekiyim Hashem Yisrael. In other words, even though Bitzedek Tishpaites HaMisecha, we have an obligation to always be down with us, nevertheless, we need to always ensure that we are above suspicion, and therefore, we need to be very careful that people shouldn't be chayshin us. Psalm Sefer says, it's much more, it's more difficult for a person to be Yetzah, the Miyistral, than it is Mehashem. And even if the drunkards in the pub, right, are saying things about you, you have to be above any type of suspicion. It's an interesting question that the Chacham Tzvi asks in a tshuva, in the tshuva Tzadi Aleph, you know, the Gemara in Mesech HaShabbos, in B'meh Madlik, in Tavchav Gimel, the Gemara says it's a Memra of an Amira. I don't remember who it is, Rava or Papa, I don't remember. But it says, Shnei Psachim, you have to be Madlik in both. The Gemara, the Maskana of the Gemara is speaking about a case like this. We've got Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on two sides. So the B'nai Rosh Hashanah walk by the north side and they walk by the west side. So you need to be Madlik in both, because otherwise people will say, Midalai Adlik Baha, Lai Adlik Baha. Says the Gemara, Omenot Hemra. Where do you see that we're concerned about chashad, right? Interesting discussion what that question means, but the Gemara says, where do you see we're concerned about chashad? The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah says in Peah, there's several reasons why the Chachamim said you need to leave Peah at the end of the field, at the edges of the field. And one of them has to do with chashad, that people might say, you didn't leave Peah, and so on. So ask the Chacham Tzvi, why is it that the Gemara in Shabbos brought that source, as opposed to the Mishnah in Shkalim? Mishnah says very clearly, when you do things, and Mamish Klid, the red says Klar, the Shad Adam, Tzarech, Lotzei, Lea, Briez, Kadech, Mamish, and Klar Verita, why do we not bring the Mishnah in Shkalim? Good.
What's the answer?
Take a look in Simim Sadi Aleph in the Chacham Tzvi. I didn't see the answer. Tom and Taninen, we learned over there, so we learned over there in Mesech HaShabbos, on the Kuf Chav Vav, in Perek Mefanin, we speak about that at times Chazal allowed a person to be Tireach and to move boxes, to move kupais, either for Beis Medrash purposes or for Hachnasas Archim purposes and so on. But they allowed you to do 4 or 5 kupais, and the Gemara there speaks about two cases. One case is where you've got loads of kupais, and the maximum shear they allowed you to be tereach was 4 or 5, or if you only have 4 or 5, we said you can't take all of them out, because then your whole floor will be uncovered, and you might be tempted to go ahead and smooth out your floor. So, Tomatanina Mefanin Afilu Dalad V'chamesh Kupais Rebbe Zeira Shal Esrav Yeshia. Tamahu shirin shal kupais. I mean, you know, how long is a piece of string? How big is a kupa? You know, 4 kupais, your kupas might be 1 liter, my kupas might be 15 liters. So, tamahu shirin shal kupais. Amalei nil made sasam in a mafosh. We'll learn out that which is sasam and unclear and unexplained from that which is explained. In other words, our sugya, the tanya b'shalish kupais, shal shalish shalish soyin, Shein Tisha Soyin, Shein Esrim Besheva Soyin, Terminus Alishka. Because of Alabez Gimel. So our Sigya discusses the size of a kupa. Each of them was, as you mentioned, it was 3 kupais, and each of them was 3 saw, and altogether that would be 9, 3 times a year would be 27. So that is going to be the shear of the kupa, which is discussed in Mesech HaShabbos. Now we say mivni ma cause of alin alabis gimel leva mistabik min hashena kaidim hashnia min hashnia kaidim hashlishis. This was the first one which you did the mitzvah with, and you were Torah and you used that first. And there are the place can use this concept and give other applications where if something was done first, you should use it first, and so fine. Tamon tanin, and we learned over there hamitzi yain kaidim zigas hakoyis. Now we're going to ask similar types of things. Where we're going to learn sasim and amafurish. So it says over there, hamaytzi yayin kedei mezikas hakoyis. We learned in Perek Hamaytzi that in order for a person to be mechuyav haitzah on Shabbos, you have to be maitzi something which is useful. And every single item has a different shear based on what and how much is considered to be useful. So hamaytzi yayin kedei mezikas hakoyis, Reb Zeira shalas, Reb Yeshia, kamish yirin shal koyis. What's the shiur of koyis? Only nilmad sasim and mafurish. The Tani Reb Chiya. We're going to go with the gears of the Gra. We're a little bit behind, and over here the Gaon is going to take out about 7 or 8 lines. So we'll have a little kvizis adera. Nilmad sasim and mafurish. The Tani Reb Chiya says the gears of the Gra like this. Arba koyisis shamru yeshin revius yani talki. The dalad koyisis on Pesach. They have a revius, yaini talki, echad chai, echad mazik, be it if it's undiluted, if it's diluted. And then we say, kama shiurin shal koises. What is the shiur of koises? He says from Amar Rabbi Yasi, all the way about 8 lines down to Rabbi Avin Amar Tit Ratin, all of that is taken out. So, if you look at the, Tiklin Chadatin on Echad Chayv Echad Mazug Garcinin is going with the Yiras Tegra. Vachyam of Bavli B'Psach Metayma Debotsim Revius Loy Chashiv Shesia. So the shear of a kais is a revius. Less than that is not considered to be a chashiv amount, and that is going to be the shear. We'll learn out Sosam Minam Afurish. Now we say kind of Meinyan Leinyan. We kind of say Revia Maolish Teisen B'Krach Echad. This revius, this kais. Legabi, the Dalad Kaisis. Are you allowed to drink it? Are you allowed to drink it Bekrach Echot? Can you drink it all at once at the same time? If you look, where is it? Yeah, if you look over here in the Karban Eda, about 10, 12 lines down, Maulish Tayson, he says, Maulish Tayson, Kol Ha'arba Kaisis, Bekrach Echot, Bezeh Achazeh, Beli Hefsig Bein Taim. So we had this shayla in Pesachim not so long ago. So can you drink them b'krach echad? So mida amar reb mana amar reb yasi halel im shaman bebeis haknesses yotza. And this agav is a shtaka raya about the minig Yisrael or a minig of many to say halel unlel Pesach in shul, because it says if a person heard halel in shul Pesach night. Yotza, and he doesn't need to say it, and he can go really from the third case to the fourth. It doesn't have to be a mafsik. With halal im shama basically says yotza hada amra. So you see it from there im shasam krach echad yotza, because you're going from the third to the fourth. If you look at the carbon eda, interesting, he says b'halal shalili psachim im shama bebeis haknesis shekach hayim in hagam lemer halal b'lili psachim. I mean, he does say that was their minhag, implying it's not necessarily minhag anymore. Pesach Nes says, why say halal shul Pesach night? Zechel migdash she'amru halal b'shas asiyas ha'pesach b'beis ha'migdash. Like we learned, Efshe Yisrael tzelen pischeim v'le'amru shira. So what we do is we say halal shul, and that's a zecher for the halal which was said when they were makriv the carbon Pesach. Look, Amr v'yechanim kivin libay. Lotzis b'kriyas v'yatza, the ein sarag la'imri oid b'veisi. So they don't need to say halal during the Seder. My story is like the Karmen Eda, Ada Amra, Zay Samaris, Shem Shison b'vas achas yatza, Shrei ein dava mafsik, Ben Shleishel Revi. You won't need to say halal anymore, and therefore, you see, you can. Says the one of the Shaila Maulish Tays of the Piskin, can you drink it slowly? Can you drink it slowly and bit by bit? So we say, I mean, and does it have to be one gulp, or can it be a couple of gulps? So we said, klum amro shiyishta, leikadei shiyishta, v'lei shiyishtaker. You don't need to get drunk, we just want you to drink it. Im shasa b'piskin, afu enim ishtaker, There's nothing wrong with drinking it in a couple of sips and so on. Says the says the Gemara, Ma'olatzis v'yayin shel shvius. Can a person be yotze arba kosos with yayin shel shvius? Interesting. Machloekes kabbanei the tikkun chadatin. If you look at the kabbanei first, he says Ma'olatzis v'yayin shel shvius. Even the leikarinin be'lachema, meaning the yayin of shvius is hefker. It's not yours. It's not lachema. The kostalke daiter the arba kosos be'inin lachem kamei matzah. The kiecha the ein yotzin the matzah. Kain ein yetzin v'arba kaisis oiloi. So that is the tzad to say that maybe you're not yetzin with yayin of shvius. There is a day. There is a day. We don't pass it like that. The question is there a dinner of lechem by matzah? There is a day because it does say it, some remark but for it. The minhag olam is not to even the briskers. The brisker of didn't some would be like be mezakeh the matzah to the guest and so on. So yeah. If you look at the Tikkun Hadithin over here, Lotzis, Ma'a Lotzis, B'yayin Shal Shviyas, the Yayin Shal Shviyas, Aser Lihanez Boy, Kishihigiyaz Man Habior. So it could be that this is the eighth year, it's the year after the Shemitah, and it's already reached the Zman Habior. You're not allowed to be Nene. Ach, the Yesh Loimar Mitzvah Lavli Hanez Nitnu, Vahay Mitzvahi. So maybe the fact that one is drinking, even though you are discharging your obligation of arba kosos, but that, the kiyum hamitzvah is not considered to be hanah. Al kaponim, ma'olatzi is b'yayin shel shvius, tani rabbeishia yetzim b'yayin shel shvius. Ma'olatzi is bekunditin, can you be yetzim with wine which has spices in it, spice and honey and so on. B'tani bar kapara, kunditin ki yayin, it's considered to be like yayin for all dinim. Adal Amra, if so we see Yotzin v'yayin kunditin. If so we see that a person can be Yotzin with Yayin kunditin.
Because of the taste, or because it's not wine?
Well, I guess the question we answer is it because of the taste, it's not wine. The question is because you add in other ingredients, spices and honey, maybe now that is not, maybe Yayin has to be literally just grape juice, just wine and nothing else. And then we say kunditin is considered to be Yayin. For all of these dinim, ma'o latzis v'yayin mezugin. What about diluted wine? Once again, we have a difference between the carbonate and the tikkun hadatin. The carbonate learns the shailes ma'o latzis mezugin yoiser migimel halakim. Meaning, we know Rava says kol hamra doledara al chad tlas maya. Lav Hamra, it's got to be one portion wine, three portions water, but more than that, it's too diluted. That's the Shaila according to the Karmana Eda. The Tiklin says, he says, Mi boile mishum de beresh perg basa de psachim yoshalmi, me farish taima de dalad kosis. According to one man, the armor, it's knege the dalad kosis of paroi, that it says, Va ekach es anavim ve eschot isam al kos paroi. The hosam lav mezugin, and there it wasn't diluted. So maybe ad kama that there's a day which says that the dalad kosos are somehow connected to the kosos, which in the dream of the saramashkim that was just squeezed and it was drunk, it was undiluted. So that's the shayla of the Gemara. So again, in a hanabi, but the point, the main thing is that it's undiluted. Maulatzis b'yayin mezugin. As long as there is a taste and an appearance of yayin, then that is fine. Rabbi Yirmiya, mitzvah lotzeis v'yayin adai. Very important line. Zakt b'yirmiya, there's a mitzvah to be yetzer with yayin adai. Shneim alter yayin ki yisadam. Don't be tempted by the wine because of its red color. So there is a discussion, Machlekes Ritva and Ramban, as to whether or not the din of Yayin Odoim is l'chatchila, but b'dieved white wine is okay, like the Ritva, or the Ramban says no, Yayin white wine is possible, even b'dieved is the shita of the Ramban. Lemaisa, we paskin like the Ritva, that one is allowed to use yain lavan, even chatrila. there are days, and he brings over here that the Rashbates was Mahmer Friday night, when Kedushas Diraisa to use red wine for the sheet of the Ramban. So there are there are sheetas which are Mahmer. I'm sorry? Enochanamis, Lav Dafkadin and Abakrisis. Correct. Tani, Mavushal to Matubal. If you have yan which is mavushal, it should be like matubal. The carbonatus says over here, so she mavushal shitun be abishal tam, and the bishal should give it a flavor like tavlin, but not too mavushal yisemidai. Now, but the Gemara now actually asks the question: Maulot is yain mavushal. Can one be yates with yain mavushal? Now, Amr Biyoina yates in the yain mavushal. You can be yates with yain mavushal. You can be yates with yain mavushal. If you look at the tiklin over here in Mao Lots is the yain mavushal, about 15 lines before the bottom, Yishun Gamin and Paragraph the Baba Basra, Einim and Kiddush Hayoim Ella al Hayayin Sharil and Nasich al Gabi Mizbeach. Mashayin Gim mavushal, it's not right to be Manasich, therefore maybe not. O Yidilma into Samtazach, Hod Mamatin and Hossam, Lav Mishun Griusa. It's not because cooked wine is of an inferior quality and taste. Pakert, the Armina Bepeg Beis the Trumas Revi Hitel of Ashal Yanshal Truma, Mneishim Ashbichai. You're not allowed to be Mafsid Truma. He allowed the cooking of Truma wine because you're actually improving it. Almadishtani Le'iloi, Ubenesachim. What's the reason why you can't use cooked wine? Hanimishim Devi'in and Midi Deleishtani Mibriosoi. It just cannot change from the way that it was created initially. So with the Alkavan, and that is the Shaila. And that Rav Yehuda says you can. Zak the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Tamei. The Rav Yehuda can have Ishasi Arba Kasi, the Pisra Havi Hazik Reishi Ad Chaga. When he would drink Arba Kosis, he would have a headache until Sukkos. So, like the Mefarshim explain, and therefore he specifically, in order to minimize his pain and his headaches, he would try and use cooked wine, that the effect and the strength and the potency of the wine would be somewhat diminished, and that's what he would do. But that is Reb Yoina. That was the shita of Reb Yoina. Zag de Gemara, Hamisi Hadar, Matronisa, Apuyi Nehirin. A witch saw the bright face of Reb Yoina. Amra Saba Saba. Must be one of these things, one of these three things you're involved in. Oi, this is hammer. Oi, you've been drinking a lot of wine. Oi, at oi the Malvi Barivis at, or you're lending money Barivis, and therefore you're making a lot of money. Oi, the Megadol Haziri at, or you're Megadol Hazirim, and therefore you've got a tremendous return on your investment because they give birth and it's easy to feed them and so on. And the reason why you're so happy is because you're laughing all the way to the bank. So, Amar La, he said to her, Tipach Rucha Dahi Itza. That woman should die. The Hador Me'elen Plas Milai Less Be. I don't have any of these three things in me. Meaning, it's not that I drank a lot. I'm certainly not Megadol. I'm certainly not Malva Brivis and Megadol Hazir, which is awesome. Interesting why he cursed her that she should die for saying that. I mean, it seems, you know, why was it necessary to make her die? Not sure. He said, I have none of these three things. Lesbi Ella Ulpane Shriachli. I have a teaching, a learning. I've learned something. And because I have learned something, right, Ulpane Shriachli, the commentator says, Talmudai Matsui Biyadi. Or he brings a lishna chavina shematzri loy lechadish devarim batera hein meirin ponav. Chavay achidish, I was mechadish something, and because of that, my countenance is shining. After all, it says siv chachmas adam ta'ir ponav. The chachma of a person lightens the face. Rabbi Avayu Asala Tiveri came to Tiveria. Hamayne Talmudoi the Rabbi Yechanan Apui Nehirin, and the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan saw Rabbi Avayu's face, and again it was very bright. So Amrun Talmidim l'Rabbi Yechanan. So they went and they told Rabbi Yechanan. What did they say? He said, Ashkech Rabbi Avayu, Sima. Clearly, Rabbi Avayu, he must have found some gold. He must have found something hidden. He must have found some treasure, and that's why he's so happy. So, Rabbi Avayu went to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan knew that he didn't find any gold. He knew that if the Talmud Chacham is shining and is happy, it was clearly because of Chiddush Yitera. So, what new Chiddush did you hear? Amalei Tisefta Atika. He said, I heard an old Tisefta, right? The Tikkun says, Yeshana Ve'ena Metsuya, I found a rare Kisra Yad. I saw something rare, which is not Motzi. V'samach alei k'maitzi hoin rav. So I found something which in my eyes is so chashuv, is so beloved, and that's the reason why I am so happy. Amrav Chanin, the Gemara says, Lugdi Raisa Temunsa Atika Demuraisa Ditzipori. The loig diraisa, that which was used to measure out the shear of a loig, which was very important to know what the shear of a ravias is. A ravias is a ravias a loig. So the loig diraisa is temunsa atika demuraisa ditzipori. It is this, if you look at the Tikkun Chadatin, he says, temunsa atika mida yushana. It's this old measurement, shemaydidin ba, Mirais, but Sipuri, that what they would use to measure out this fish brine in Sipuri, not necessarily for the sake of a mitzvah, but that's what they used to measure this fish brine. But that's what was called this Legadi Rais is the old Munsa measurement of Sipuri. So Amr Biena, the Chatamnullah, and I've seen it. The base Rebbe Yanai Havi Mechilin Badvash, it was used in the house of Rebbe Yanai to measure out Dvash. Tani Chatzi Shminis Tivarnis, Chatzi Shminis Tivarnis Hayishana. It is, if you look at the Carbon Eda, it says Chatzi Shminis Midas Tiveria Hayishana. This measurement of the old Tiverian measurement, he revius shel Tera. That is also the shear of a revius shel Tera. Chatzi Shminis Tiveria Hayishana. So Amr B'Yechanan Hadein Didanu. Says the Karbon Eda, Midas Shehayisa Lanu Mikatmas, we have this also. So says the Gemara, if so, V'lama Kari Le'atika, why is the Gemara calling it Atika, if it's something which Rabbi Yochanan also had in his day? Min Begein Dehavi B'Yema, V'lama Kari Le'atika, Min Begein Dehavi B'Yema, so why is it called Atika if it was found in Rabbi Yochanan's time? The Armei Dehavi is the ear of Rav, so some say because originally it was smaller, then it was bigger. It's the Armei Dehazira, even once it was bigger, it became smaller. Vali Azira, but it didn't become so small. Tama Dehavis, like it was originally. Let's just see one more line. Kama hu shir shel kais. What is the shir of kais? We said it's the shir of a revius. So in essence, the Gemara is asking, what is the shir of revius? Rabbi Yezi b'shem Rabbi Yezi ben Pazi, Rabbi Yezi bar Devoy b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Etzba'ayim al Rum, Etzba, O Mechza, the Shlish Etzba. It's two Etzba'is by two Etzba'is with a depth of an Etzba and half an Etzba plus another third of an Etzba that makes up the shear of a revis. Okay, we'll call it here. we'll do 6:20 again tomorrow. It's Hashem. Friday, quite possibly. I'll let you know.